thing, and I'm going to hit the red. I hit the red button. We're waiting for green. The light is green. The trap is clean.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pan is full. When does that movie come out? We didn't see that.
Tell them about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
Oh, my God.
No! Get those nerds!
Look at that! We got Vacation D back in the house. The guy goes on vacation, but he still works. He's still here, coming at us from, what is it, Epstein Island or something like that? Yeah. I don't even know what you people are doing down there. I heard you bought the island. It was on Pedophile Island, .com or something like
that's
that.
That's right. I put it on the Underhills American Express card. Want the number?
Nice. Very nice. Okay, good job. All right. Got all your money down there in the Caymans. You're looking quite like it. We're going to have you back in stateside here soon, but, so this will be the last show of the week for everybody. Unless I get a co-host for tomorrow to do kind of like a surprise show tomorrow. But you're going to be traveling. So, this is Bit Nerds. Yeah. Welcome to Bit Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. Michael Deeb over there. That's Vacation Deeb. I should have changed the Chiron to say
that
Vacation Deeb. That would have been good, but I did not. Anyways, my name is John Polnick. Thanks for joining us, guys. Hey, if you haven't hit that subscribe, like, or notification button, now's the time to do it. Today I wanted to start off the show. If you're a fan of the show, if you're someone who watches regularly, we really, really appreciate you guys. And we're, you know, you guys are kind of the early adopters, right? We're a new channel. We're just kind of like getting geared up, and we could really use your help getting the word out there. We don't have Bid Nerds hats yet, but I have some Derfossa Nation hats, and a lot of you guys are also fans.
It's cool swag.
It's a really good hat. High quality snapback, Frato brim, as the professor likes to say, flat brim. That's Japanese for flat brim. Frato brim. I take it on his authority as an English professor that is the case. What I want to do is I want to throw a challenge down to you guys today. You know what we do is we pick the most interesting cars of the day, and we nerd out about those cars on the auction sites. But then we hit where the rubber hits the road is when we make our predictions. We say, all right, here is what we think these cars will sell for. What we want you guys to do is to go in the comments below today and bid on all five cars along with us. So go down there and give us your bids. When we get to the cars of the day, we want you to give us your bids for the day. And anyone who beats us today in the comments,
swag.
Gets swag. I'm going to send you a free hat. So if you put a comment down below that says, hey, here are my five cars, here's the bids, you got to do it before the show ends, though. You can't wait till the show is over and then go watch the auctions end and, you know, get five Yahtzees. That ain't happening, right? So put your bids in there and we'll get you a hat. And and we're going to get some Bid Nerds hats and we're going to do stuff like that more often. Another thing that I really want to do, and I'm kind of excited about this idea, Deeb. Let me tell me what you think of this. We are going, we're going on the fly here this morning. All our audience, there are other nerds out there. You guys know there are other nerds like us, right? You're our people. We're all nerds. If you're listening to my voice, you're a nerd. And that's okay because we embrace nerdism. The other nerds that don't know about us need to know about this show. And we think the best place for them to find out about it isn't for you to share it on Facebook or go out and tell everybody, which you should do anyway. What you should do is go on the comments section of Bring a Trailer. Go on the comments sections of Cars and Bids and P Car Market and Rad for Sale. And anytime we talk about a car, go mention that in the comment section below those cars. So if we talk about an 89 Fox Body Mustang on Bring a Trailer, go in there and say, hey guys, the Bid Nerds are talking about the 89 Fox Body Mustang. We can't do it because, you know, we'll get kicked off the platform because that's self-promotion. But you guys can do it. You guys are also fans. They want that kind of interaction. So please go on to the comment section of your favorite auction site. And when we talk about one of the cars that's on their site, please let all the other commenters and people who are watching those things know.
We have found that's
what gets the most attention over here. We've seen a few people mention stuff over there, and it just brings a ton of people, ton of views over here. So please help us out. Sorry, I'll stop begging. This isn't NPR. We're not asking for money. We're not saying that, hey, we're going to give money to dolphins or any of that kind of crap. We just want more nerds to watch the show.
Yeah.
All right. Boy.
And then we'll develop our Patreon.
Yeah, right. Eventually we'll have a Patreon account and you can give us money. Look, you can go to the Patreon account, I think, and give us money. There's no, like, you just put money in there. Look, any money that you put in the Patreon account, we're just going to use to promote the show. We, you know, clearly we don't make any money doing this, so we have jobs or something closer resembling them. But we love doing the show. We love doing it 5 days a week. Your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day. So let's get to not the cars today. You know, if you're a nerd and you watch the show, you know we always start out every show by checking our predictions from the day before. Can you beat Michael Debonite? Let's find out today. Let's see if you would have beat
it. I know somebody in Santa Cruz who can, JP.
We had a third nerd. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should nickname Skelton Lane Yahtzee. Just start calling him Yahtzee. That was awesome.
I think he got his first Yahtzee. Yeah,
yes, he did.
Pretty excited.
He absolutely
did,
that guy. Oh, my God. JP, we had a really fun group of cars yesterday. At least they were fun to me because I got to pick them all. But we started off on P-Car Market to see if they could sell this pastel yellow 1990 300ZX twin turbo that had, like, I can't remember, JP, it was like 3,300 miles on it. This thing was basically brand new. And so we were all wondering, you know, what would be the blue sky above a car of this nature? The equipment, the unusual paint, the low miles versus P-Car Market, which is a, you know, hot and cold site as far as having some success and then sometimes having, you know, unmistakable failures with regards to selling cars for the consigners. And this not even being a Porsche, this being a completely Japanese car from a different era. So, betting against the platform, I said $45,000 for the car, but that the car might be worth $60,000. The three of us kind of echoed that same sentiment. You went $43,000, and Lane went $42,000. P-Car Market got a bid of $49,750, but it failed to sell at that price, and the car is sitting in the deal tank for $57,500. Which again is close to what I thought that the car should bring, being like $60,000 retail for that car. And I agree with you and Lane that if this car were on BAT, it wouldn't be surprised if this car brought $80,000 or $85,000, because it had the super high-kiss suspension, it had the cloth seats, it had the pastel yellow, super low miles, twin turbo, manual transmission. I mean, this is literally the car everybody would want from that era. Really neat example. It's still available. You can go swoop it up from the deal tank, but again, P-Car Market failed to bring the money that that car deserved by the close of the hammer, by the close of auction. So what do you think, JP?
I mean, we
were kind of all over that one, weren't we?
Yeah. You know, and this is consistent with P-Car Market's failures. A lot of people, I think what is going on right now is that P-Car Market, like we've said in the past, is really a used car dealership. They sell high-end used cars, but they can get your car to market very quickly. And it's very frustrating. Yeah, I mean, they will, like, send out a couple of guys to your house and be like, you better list this car. I mean, they are from Long Island. They are old school used car guys, like, through and through. So, whereas BAT is like, hey, we have a million cars here, man. You're just going to have to get in line. It takes you a month or more to get your car on BAT. And I think a lot of people are getting frustrated with that. They're like, well, man, what the heck? They call P-Market and they're like, yeah, man, yo, we'll sell you a car, no problem. Oh, it's a Datsun. Does it look like a Ferrari? Sure, we'll sell it. And we're not kidding. The highest selling Nissan on P-Car Market was a really, really bad Ferrari clone. It was a Datsun 280.
You know what, JP? That's a great take. That car brought more money than this 300 ZX twin turbo with 3,000 miles. Yeah. More money. Yeah.
So, this is just, you know, if you want to sell your specialty car, you have a car that's like this, that's really amazing. And again, Lane, you know, mentioned it, the terrible photography. This is a special car and it deserves special treatment. This car should have been photographed really, really well. And these photographs aren't awful. I mean, they're doing the job, but they're just not special. They just, there's no romance here. They're just shots, you know, in an empty parking lot or something like that. So, you know, but a car like this has some provenance. I mean, if this were on Rad for sale, oh my God, it would have just been, I mean, look at what they sold, a 250,000 mile base Supra for.
Normally aspirated Supra. Yeah. For $30,000.
Right. So, what would this car, have done? Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. This car would have been 60 to 80 grand easy on Rad for sale, which is amazing. So it's a shame that this consigner chose this platform, because I think it's hurting his chances of achieving full retail potential.
Yeah, because now the car is kind of burned in a certain sense. If it goes over to BAT, the guy waits. Yeah, he's going to go over there, and everyone's like, "Oh, well, it only made this much on P car market," and it's really going to hurt him in the future. This car shouldn't. You should look, if you have a special car and you want to sell it, be patient. Just wait, get it on BAT, go jump through the hoops, or you know, Rad for Sale can get you on pretty quick. If it's a car that makes sense, Rad for Sale will get you on, and they'll plug the heck out of you, and it's the right platform, especially for something like this. Don't fall for the P car market. Don't be P car market's next big failure. They failed to sell a Singer. A dang Singer 911. If they can't sell a Singer 911, that would have been the biggest feather in their cap if they could have made that happen. But now it's like, oh gosh, P-Car market, you guys are just miserable. What a bunch of losers.
All right, JP, let's jump over to Doug DeMiro's thing. Yeah. He had this 1997 Audi A6 Avant from Fairview, Pennsylvania, a car dealership out there in Pennsylvania. And this car had 49,000 original miles. It had the beautiful pearl white paint, but the drivetrain was almost garbage. Normally aspirated 2.8 liter V6 with a quattro all-wheel drive system running through a four-speed slush box automatic. At the very least, this car needed its bumpers painted, but you know, as far as being super low miles, it was not in as new condition. I was the high man when I said $8,500. You and Lane were in the sevens. You said $7,200. Lane said $7,500. Deep knows Howdy's for some reason. This car brought $9,500 and sold. So I got that one right. I will just go back to what I said to you at the very beginning of that listing. That car is absolutely Doug DeMiro's. Like, that is his happy camping ground, right?
Yeah.
Under 10 grand for a largely new, you know, pseudo luxury European car. I mean, that's his house. That's where he lives. And that result doesn't surprise me. I think that was the right platform for that car. And we'll come back to that.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, the thing I got to hand it to Doug DeMiro though, is that I don't know if he watches the show, but it seems like he might be listening, because it used to be that when you went to the individual photos on Cars and Bids, there was no way to go to full screen. And if you guys have been watching the show for a while, you might remember I'd be sitting here kind of like zooming in, and it'd be slightly off center trying to get the whole picture in there. But now they've got a full screen function. So I'm sure that's because Doug DeMiro watches our show every day religiously. And is gone.
We know his interns do, for sure. All interns love Bidners. All interns at all the auction sites are huge, huge Bid nerd. They are the nerd herd, if ever there was one, and they fixed it. So Doug DeMiro, Cars and Bids 3.0, thumbs up. You guys are doing much better.
Getting better. Now just get a little bit more selective and stringent on the photos, and you guys have yourself a platform. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
RJP, we'll go over BAT. I picked a car just for you because I love you. It's a 1973 Citroen SM with the Maserati 3-liter V6. These cars only make 175 horsepower. They are not quick, but they are fast. This car is actually good for about 140 miles per hour. Really interesting little tidbit. This French masterpiece is just from a bygone era. They don't make cars like this. Completely distinctive. You know what? Now that I'm saying this, like on the cuff, I don't know that if they ever sold these cars legally in the U.S.
I don't remember the two doors being here. Yeah,
I think that they did, but I'm not positive. I know that one of the Eagles sang about one of these songs in one of his early songs. Anyway, whatever. Never mind. Moving on. This car seemed to be languishing, so I said 40 grand. JP, you went thinking this car should have a late flurry. You said 45 grand. Lane was the most pessimistic of this car. He said 32. Remember, our car was at like $23,000 when we were reviewing it. I don't think our car got another bid, JP. It closed and failed to sell at $23,855. I must confess, Vacation Deep did not read the whole ad. We must be missing something that was buried in a lower paragraph that wasn't in the main paragraph, because by all accounts, this should be a $40,000-$50,000 car. And if it was in spectacular condition, these bring $80,000. Anyway, Lane got that one, although I'm closer between you and I, but that was Lane's first win of the day. Staying on Bring a Trailer, JP, let's look at the Mercedes. It was a 1979 Mercedes-Benz 450 SLC 5-liter. And Lane and I kind of got into it because I think he believed that this was a rebadged 500. And I don't know that they ever brought a 500 SLC to the United States. So this was, in fact, I am positive that I was correct. This is a 450 SLC that chucked the 4.5-liter V8 in favor of the 5-liter V8 that has an aluminum block and more power. We're talking 240 horsepower and 300 pound-foot of torque. That is like a truck engine from the early 2000s. I mean, that's a beast of a motor for a car that only weighs 3,300 pounds. Really neat car, although it drives a three-speed automatic. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, three-speed automatic transmission. But this is all that equipment was a homologation special. Mercedes-Benz built this car for the road on the European continent just so they could take those parts and race them in rallying. And we're not talking like the World Rally Championship that are sprint races. These are like the long, you know, from one continent to another rallies. And these cars were very successful in the mid-1970s. So a really neat car with some really neat beats. Limited slip differential, you know, alloy wheels. They had aluminum deck lids and rear trunk. Just neat stuff, and we never see these cars very often in the U.S. This one was rough. Let's not mistake it here. This car had some miles on it. It was rough, but it had the right motor. It had the right cloth interior, and it'd be a neat car to bring back, spend a little money on, and bring it, you know, to a shine and drive it for a little while. So I thought this car might have a late flurry. I said 26. JP, you were on the under at 24, and Lane came in under you at 23, and he was the right. So this was yours and Lane's to chew up. So $19,250, and it sold at that price. Car didn't even bring 20 grand. So despite me fawning all over this thing for how cool and unusual it was from the 1970s, nobody really loved this car. So Lane got that one, but you were the closer of the two of us. And our last car of the day was an E36 M3, a 1998 coupe in metallic black with Vader seats and a manual transmission and reasonable miles. JP, this car only had 70-something thousand miles on it. But you guys looked at it really closely while we were reviewing it on air yesterday. And when you got to the end of the bucket of photos, they opened up the trunk and we saw that huge JL subwoofer. And you and Lane were like, I'm out. Forget it. This car's a junk. And Lane changed his bid. So I said 22. Lane had said 18.5, changed his bid to 17. And you took the old 18.5 bid. And Lane got a Yahtzee. I mean, talk about Nostradamus. He changed his bid in real time and changed it to a Yahtzee. The car failed to sell at $17,000, but at least he got it right. Anyways, I chalked up two wins. Lane chalked up three, but you got two of those and I got one of them. So there you go. Lane got a Yahtzee, and now he won't do the show anymore. He's quitting while he's ahead.
Smart man. Maybe we should have done the same thing. Yeah. Or at least that's something we get in a lot of the comments. All right. That was yesterday's cars. Yeah, we don't usually allow for on-the-fly bid changes. I mean, that's kind of the move, is that once you speak...
I pulled it once or twice.
Yeah, once you speak the number, that's it. You have to live with it.
It's on the internet. You can't change
it. We allowed him to change it, and he got the Yahtzee and spanked us. So it's all good.
And then walked off the show. Yeah,
we do appreciate you, Lane. Thank you so much for helping us guest host while Vacation Deeb was out drinking pina coladas, even though he's popped in to be part of the show every now and then. All right, so that was yesterday's cars. You know what to do. Hit the subscribe, like, and notification button. Like we said at the top of the show, give us your bids in the comments below. Whoever bids on the five cars today and beats either one of us gets a free Derfascination hat. You can either get the Frato Brim hat, or I think I have some dad hats in there. So if you want a dad hat instead, you can get a dad hat and, you know, whatever. We don't judge. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely, we definitely judge. Even you know, PKR Market, we'd love to give you guys some hats. We'll get you guys some.
Oh my God.
We should get when we get Bid Nerd hats, we should send just the first send batch of Bid Nerd hats to PKR Market. Everybody in the office, you get a hat. Yeah. You get a hat.
Poker chips from Circus, sourdough bread from the Fisherman's Wharf, and a bunch of Bid Nerds and DF swag. You just send it to them and say, "We love you guys."
I could just see him opening the box, like, "What's in the box?"
Yeah,
and just their Long Island long faces, just like, "Oh, this is crap."
God.
Yeah, no, they won't like that. They won't like that. What's That'll the white? Fun. We love you guys, PKR Market.
What's the white powder they were sending in envelopes that everybody thought that was terrorists?
Oh,
so what was that?
Yeah,
called?
The Xanthrax or
anthrax. Yeah,
anthrax. Xanthrax. Yeah, totally, Xanthrax is when you combine it with like Xanax,
yeah,
Xanthrax to go to sleep Xanthrax, and kill yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Xanthrax
to
be the name of my new boat.
Oh man, the Xanthrax. The Miss Xanthrax. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to today's cars. You know, the other thing, too, is help us out, guys. Go on, as we mentioned, as we talk
bid
about the cars of the day, bid with us, and then go over to the platforms and say that you heard about the car on Bid Nerds. That really helps us out in the comment
awesome.
Section on
Please
the other
do.
Platforms. Yeah. All right, so big car of the day today is this MFI. I mean, this is a superstar.
So,
how do you not get bigger, better, badder than this? Are we looking at a $250,000 car? Are we looking at a car that's going to make $500,000? What is up with this special thing right here?
JP, I tell you, man, you know, I could spend the rest of the show just talking about this car. Every once in a while, we cover a car that's like one of my all-time favorites. And the Euro Carrera absolutely is in my wheelhouse. It's on my short list. So here, what we're looking at is this. In 1973, it was the last year of the long hood Type F, I think they used to call it. Porsches, and Porsche made a homologation special called the 1973 2.7 RS Carrera. And the idea behind the Carrera is that it wasn't a slab side. The car had wider rear fenders grafted on. You and I saw that in where were we? Somewhere in the middle of the German countryside, right? What was the name of that place? Do you remember?
I don't.
Stiegel.
Yeah, we got to visit the factory.
Yeah, they literally welded on the wings to a regular 911 fender and created the Carrera hips for a car so that they could do staggered wheels. In other words, a thinner wheel in the front and a wider wheel in the rear to help with handling, to put down all that extra power. And a legend was born. They made this car for the road. Porsche had intended to build 500 copies of the 2.7 RS Carrera so that they could homologate it for sports car racing. And the orders from around the world came in to the tune of 1,500 cars. So the intention to build 500 resulted in 1,500 cars. That motor was a 2.7 liter, which was bigger than the 2.4 liter in this S. And it had the mechanical fuel injection system, which created 210 brake horsepower and nearly 190 pound-foot of torque, which I think is probably the more important number. Anyways, in the European continent in 1975, or 1974, with the introduction of the G body and the accordion bumpers that we've come to know so well in the United States, they continued to offer that motor on the European Carrera. While in the United States, with ever stringent smog regulations and emissions rules and laws, we got a dumbed down Carrera with the more useful and cleaner burning CSI fuel injection. So our US Carreras, although they had a 2.7 liter motor, only made about 170 horsepower, while the European cars continued to get this same motor. And that's what this car is here. They built these cars from 1974, 1975, and 1976. I think they made around 800 to 1,000 of them over 3 years. So by the numbers, any single year of the Euro Carrera is way rarer than the 73 2.7 RS, of which they built 1,500 of. So over 3 years, they built just about half of what they had built the previous car. These cars weigh only a teeny bit more than the 73s, believe it or not. And so with that exact same motor and drivetrain, these cars are fantastic performers. And they have always brought a fraction of the value that the 73s have. So the 73 has become a legend with Porsche. And we've seen values of those rise from, you know, 300 grand up to like 600 grand. And a few years ago, they were bringing 800 to $1 million for the nicest examples. And lightweights, the ones that were really stripped out for racing, were bringing well over $1 million bucks. Prices have cooled down. And these kind of followed in the 2.7 RS's shoes. So these had, the values of these had risen to over $400,000. But in the last couple of years, values have cooled down where they were, nice ones were going for under 200 grand. But the market is enjoying a renaissance this spring and this summer. And we've seen values rise back up. This is a really nice example offered out of Tustin, California, showing 81,000 kilometers on the European odometer. That equates to 50,000 miles. We don't know if that's 50,000 miles or 150,000 miles. But this car looks like it's been refurbished. It looks like it's in excellent condition. The photos are decent. And this is a really nice car that's very rare in this country. A fantastic performance. It's a collector grade car, and yet you could drive this car and keep up with anybody in a 3.2 Carrera. And if you really know what you're doing, you can show them your whale tail spoiler. I love this car. I can't say enough nice things about it. And I think this one's going to have a really good late flurry. JP, I think this car, I think it's safe to say this is a $250,000 car. I don't think it's going to bring 300,000, but it's sitting at over 200 grand with an hour and a half to go. Again, it's in California, the Euro Carrera.
I don't know really what else to say. I mean, this car is just as beautiful as any car on the planet. I love the yellow tinted H4 headlights.
I know, that's really cool.
You know, which is just, you know, and this orange colorway on the black with the cocoa mats and the matching luggage in the back. I mean, this just has it all. And this is a dream car if there ever was one. You know, I know, you know, Seinfeld says that the RS is the dead guy car. You only get one when someone dies because that's the only way someone ever gets rid of one. And I got to think that this is kind of a similar thing. And for, you know, I'd definitely rather have this one than the RS. I know the RS is worth more, but who cares? This car in this colorway and all the things, like this exact car is just the stuff dreams are made of.
Groovy.
How much, you know, look, here's a question for you. Would you rather own and drive something like this or a Stinger?
You know, this.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, exactly, yeah. Unequivocally. Yeah. You don't even have to hesitate. Yeah. It's like that question, once it registers what the question is, like, oh, this car for sure. Who cares if the Singer's worth more? This is the real deal. Singer is just a wannabe copy, whatever, of this. It's trying, it's not, I mean, look, I'm not disparaging Singer. Singers are magnificent, and who doesn't want
absolutely
one of those?
Yeah.
But, you know, this, the Singer is the copy. This is the real deal.
The Singer is a construed version of a fantasy of what all the best pieces of a Porsche could have lived up to in the air-cooled era, right? That's what Singer professes. Yeah. And to a degree, and this is me talking, and I love fancy stuff. Mm-hmm. You show up in a Singer and you're basically, it's like you opened up your wallet, you pulled out your bank statement, and you're like, look, I'm wealthy. I mean, it's such a show-off exotic car.
Yeah.
This car is born of legend, and it's unmistakable DNA. I absolutely love it. These are great driving cars. JP, my M491, which may soon be your car, is a heavy car with those steel fender flares and the sunroof and on the AC. This car has a slick roof. It's got, you know, barely an aluminum, you know, little tiny thin wing on the back. Of fenders and no AC. This is a lightweight car. You know, this is a probably sub 2,600 pound car with 210 horsepower. I mean, this thing really moves and it really handles. They're great cars. I can't say enough nice things about them.
All right. Well, we do have other cars to talk about. So let's get to what we think.
Why?
I know, right? We don't ever, I mean, we can just do every day of the week like we do, just talking about this car. What is this car going to hammer for today on our favorite, on Bring a Trailer?
Well, two more sentences. This car was sold new in Switzerland in 1975, was imported to California in 1976. This car has spent its life in California. It's offered out of Tustin, California, Southern California down there. Very nice area. What else can I tell you? Slick roof, really nice car. I can't say enough nice things about it.
How much time we got on it and how many bids are there?
Let's go. It is, it takes my computer a minute, an hour and 20 to go. It's got $207,000 on a whopping like 45 bids, JP.
Wow.
There is a ton of action on this car. So I'm going to say 250 grand for this one, but it could bring more. And the price on this one, Rafi's got one in his garage in Brisbane that I really, really want. And this result is going to make Rafi get 300 for his car and price it out of my wheelhouse. But anyway, here you go. 250 grand is my bid, JP. And I wouldn't be surprised if it goes right on by there to 260 or 280 or more.
Yeah, I think this is going well in the threes. I'm going to bid three just to be conservative. I would.
Okay.
I'm thinking
that's
it's going
to
be
a
three and a half, I think, is where this is really going to go. Yeah, I mean, with what's going on right now, if an 82 SC is going to bring $90,000, this thing should be bringing $500,000 at this point. All right, let's get to some other cars, guys. That was magnificent. Make sure, again, go on to BAT. And in the comment section of Bring a Trailer, make sure you mention that you saw this car on Bidner's. All right, let's go. Let's move something a little bit more mundane. How about this? How about this Mercedes? This beige Mercedes. I kind of like this thing.
Smoked silver. I love this car. Okay, JP, I bought one of these things and then traded cars with my dad. He had a 190E 2.3 16 valve, and I bought a 93 500E, and we swapped cars. This thing is badass. Offered out of Las Vegas, California, with just 67,000 miles on the odometer, is the Mercedes-Benz 1992 500E. This car has been in one family its entire life. It's offered in smoke silver with the parchment interior, which I like because it's got a black dashboard, black steering wheel, black center console, and black trim around the door pockets. This 5-liter V8 in the early cars, the 92s and the 93s, is good for a whopping 322 horsepower, but more importantly, 354 pound-foot of torque. Now, this car receives legendary status because Mercedes-Benz asked their neighbors in Stuttgart at Porsche to help them figure out a way to shoehorn the 5-liter V8 out of the S-Class and SL Mercedes into their 300E W124 platform. Mercedes, Porsche engineers came over and figured out how to get the car into that front, you know, hood, and create a suspension system that would be dynamic and comfortable while still keeping, you know, preventing this thing from being a super front heavy pit. And they succeeded. By all accounts, they flared out the front and rear wheel, creating a wider track to accommodate the motor. And then, of course, Porsche helped design the springs and struts and the geometry for the wishbone suspension. And these cars handle amazing. Jason Comiso recently did an expose on the 500E, suggesting that when this car came out, and almost up to today, that it is the single greatest sports sedan the world has ever known. And having owned one and putting, I think we bought our car with like 145,000 miles on it, and when we let it go, it had like 135,000 miles on it. So we put like 90,000
miles. Wait, it had fewer miles on it when you bought it?
45 to 135. Thank you, JP. We put about 100,000 miles on this car between me, my mom, and my dad. And I'm telling you, the car was just amazing. I am hopeful to get another one in my garage someday soon. This is a beautiful example. I would forego that wing. I would get the flush mount headlights. And then I would just drive this car. They are absolute zingers. It will keep up with almost anything on a back road, and yet you could drive this car from Vegas to LA and not be sore in the slightest. They're super comfortable, amazing cars that are sure one day some of these cars are going to bring $100,000, but they're still relatively affordable. And with that in mind, our 67,000-mile one-family example, JP, is sitting in Las Vegas with 3 hours to go at just $25,500. It makes you wonder if this car is even going to break 50 grand. And I think it's absolutely worth more than that. So this could be because of the color, maybe, I think this could be a deal. So here's a nice one right in your backyard, John. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen one that wasn't black. We saw that Hammer, that AMG Hammer the other day. That thing went for, what, $80,000-something? That really surprised the heck out of me.
No, the baby Hammer went like 200 grand, remember?
Oh, it was a 200 grand. Yeah, well, see, there you go. Even at $80,000, I'm like, geez, what in the heck? So this era of Mercedes is finally finding some respect. 3 hours to go on BAT, that's a long time. So we usually see most of the value come in that last hour or even 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, where do you think this one's going to land? Should I be bidding on this today? I think it's going to go way past my budget.
I would think so. Oh, John, my computer is just moving so slow. Please forgive
me
while I'm waiting for my thing to load. Here we go.
Man. You know, I have an E430, you know, Mercedes of the next era. It's the E430 Sport. And that thing really does handle well for how fat and heavy and bloated it is. But I don't, it's nothing like one of these, man.
Yeah, I agree. All right, JP. So I think this car should and will break 50,000. So I'm going to go $56,000 and give you my bid right there. 56 grand to you. What do you think?
I'm going to say it just barely makes 50. That's where I'm going to get, you know, I mean, 50K. I'm probably going to be really wrong. That's all. I mean, that's more money than one of these has seen. This is low miles and things are wonky. So it's not going to surprise me to be wrong on this one. And I kind of hope I am, because this car really does deserve
it. If you're watching when this thing is closing, if it's under 45 grand, you should cover it and get it, and I'll split it with you, and we'll make it work. That's a All nice right. car. We can spend minimum amount of money and make that car look a lot better. Take the stripe off, the wing off, get the flush headlights, and remarket this thing, and I think we do really well with it. It's a nice car.
All right. Let's speaking of cars that you want, and this is one I don't. What is it with crappy wagons at used car dealers that says Michael B? Is this the same crappy car dealer?
It's the same dealer. It's from Fairview, Pennsylvania. I don't know who this guy is, but
they got one on BAT and one. Is this BAT?
Cars of his. Yeah. I think this guy married Doug DeMiro's sister, and that's why he's getting his cars right off his showroom and onto Cars and Bids. I don't understand what's going on here, but this is another crappy Audi, JP. And my computer's moving so slow. It's a 2003 Audi S6 Avant with 100,000 miles on it. Same poor reconditioning. They didn't really clean this car up. But by all accounts, it's bone stock and it's still in nice condition. Black with the sort of silver interior. These cars have a 4.2 liter V8 that's normally aspirated and a quattro all-wheel drive system. This was Audi's first sport wagon sold in the United States that was a legit performer back in era. You know, 340 horsepower and I can't remember, 300 pound foot of torque or something. These things move. 5-speed automatic, really nice seats, Bose sound system. Comfortable for five adults, Alcantara headliner, 17-inch Avis wheels all the way around. This car kind of had the goods. And Audi was enjoying a little bit of success at that time, and they sold a few of these things. So they did not hold up well, and they don't hold their value very well. This car is, you know, fair to good at best. It's not a great example, but you just don't see them every day. And it's certainly not modified, which a lot of them have either been lowered or they changed out the wheels and then they kind of screw them all up from there. I like this one because it's stock. I like it because it's black with a sort of light interior. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I see it, JP, at 135,000 miles offered out of Fairview, Pennsylvania. The car is sitting at just $5,200 on 16 bids. My bid to you is going to be $9,500. I don't think it brings 10 grand, but I think a few people might jump on this one before it closes. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, that one yesterday got almost 10,000 bucks, and it was, but that one had really low miles.
47,000 miles.
Yeah, whereas this one, I mean, these really do rival Jaguars for poor reliability. I mean, at 135,000 miles, that's just like, I don't know if you're going to make it home before you get a, you know, really big bill. I mean, didn't Doug DeMuro drive over one of these, like, in his Land Rover or something? isn't that one of his famous videos? Like, this thing is such a piece of crap. And he loves these, but he was like, it's such a terrible vehicle, and he crushed it.
I'm the same way. I love it. I know it's a terrible vehicle. JP, when I met you, Esther and I moved out to Vegas, we showed up with a BMW 3 Series, and this was Esther's car to take the dogs around, and she was driving it back home to the Bay Area. So I will say this. You're absolutely correct. It rivals a Jaguar for poor reliability. There was always a check engine light on. There was always a system that was failing. But the cars always got us home at the end of the day. Mm. And the AC blew cold enough. So they're just good enough cars, if that makes any sense. You know, it never stranded her in the middle of nowhere. But, man, my Audi mechanic up in the northeast, you know, the forbidden area of Las Vegas, and he loved us because every time we showed up, I had to give him, you know, a few hundred dollars to fix something for us. And we saw him regularly. So
these were littered all over the side of the mountain as a skier in Washington State. You just,
I believe you.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
the most interesting thing about this car is this one in the background. Is that a Subaru SVX?
Look at that.
With the Japanese, license plate.
If that car's right-hand drive, that car is awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that is so
rad. If it was a JDM version.
All right. So you said what, 10,000 bucks?
Nine, $9,500
$9,500 where's it at now?
It's at 5,200 on 16 bids, so it's got a little
six
action,
grand,
but not
six
a lot
grand.
Of money. Yeah.
$6,000 Okay. This thing's DOA. Nobody wants 135. If you, I mean, it is an S6. You're probably right. Some idiot on this site wants it. Hey, at least they don't have to get a loan for it. All right. What else we got? Let's move on to something interesting.
Okay.
Audi wagons. We got to put a ban on the Audi wagons. Ban stick on the Audi wagons. you know that means next week we're gonna have Audi wagons all week. You know he's gonna pick them.
Absolutely.
All right. How about a convertible? How about let's go see some. It's sunshine and just about everywhere. It's spring. The summer is sprung in America. So how about a convertible?
JP, give me your bid again on the Audi. I'm sorry. Where were you at on that one?
Oh, what did I say? You know what? I thought I said 6,500. I don't know. Somebody
6,500. Okay.
Yeah, some maybe a.
I'll give you 6,500. That's fine. All right, and we're doing the Honda S2000. Look at this thing.
Yeah.
JP, listen, we've done a bunch of S2000s. There's not a lot more to be said. These are fantastic cars, hand built motors by the Skunk Works of the Honda crew, and you know, Honda kind of struggled to sell this car. You know, it made a big splash when it first got here, but then you know, they had one significant update in its entire life in the U.S. We never got any of the special versions, really, that they got over in Japan and maybe the rest of the world. But, you know, the moment the last one sold off the car dealership lots in, like, 04 and 05, these cars went up in value. Now, so what we're looking at here is the first-gen AP1 2001 S2000 with just 3,300 miles on it, offered out of Southern California, Santa Monica, California. This car is essentially like new. What you're talking about here is a 2-liter inline four that revs to 9,000 RPM through a 6-speed manual transmission with a limited slip differential and no traction control. There are no guardian angels to keep you safe. It's just, you know, your courage and your skill are the only thing that's going to keep you, prevent you from running this car off a mountain and into a ditch. This is just a really neat example. And let me tell you, the red leather is very rare on these cars. In 2002, they did a full red interior that you and I both don't like when they do a red dash and a red steering wheel. That's too much. I love this 01 because it's got a black dash. It just has red seats and red carpets. So I'm telling you, JP, if I was going to get one, this is absolutely the car I would love to have. It's bone stock. It's in brand new condition. And it's got the really rare colorway with the red leather seats on this sort of, you know, medium ash gray metallic paint. So beautiful example of an AP1. We've seen AP2 bring more money and we've seen club racers bring $100,000. So this car could be poised to either have an incredible late flurry and break $50,000, or it's going to fizzle out like most AP1s do, and it'll hover somewhere in that $40,000 range, which is what the history of these cars, including several examples sold this year on Bring a Trailer. So, you know, the real market value on this car is somewhere between like $35,000 and $43,000 for cars that have, you know, 6,000 and 7,000 miles on BAT, according to BAT's history. But this is one of the lowest mile examples, and it looks to be in really nice condition with a special colorway. So, John, what do you think? Would you give it up for one of these guys?
Man, this is the perfect car all around. Oh, I mean, it's a convertible. Absolutely. It's a perfectly balanced sports car. There's nothing better than this. I mean, obviously we love 911s and Porsches and everything, but this car rivals anything Porsche has ever made. I mean, I would certainly rather drive this car than almost any Boxster, other than you know, maybe a Spyder or something like that. And that's not knocking Boxsters. I don't have any problem with it. But this car, the weight, the size, the way they drive, the design, the minimalism that goes with this car. Hondas now, when you see a Honda, you like a new Honda Civic, I don't know, what do they call them, SIs or whatever, they just look like, oh, okay, we got this radius and this little thing
totally.
Over here and all. It's just
I
all this stupid plastic crap all over it. And it's like, it's hard to imagine that this is the same company. I mean, there are no lines. This is more Porsche than I think Porsche is today. Like, look at the new GT2. It's so stupid looking with all the ducts and the neck and the air dams and the this and then that and the other. I just wish Porsche would look at something like this car and remind them, oh yeah, things look really good when you settle the F down and just go with minimalism. This car got it right. It is basically the best Japanese Porsche of all time, and with that red interior.
And JP, when this car came out, I had the same argument in my head, but on behalf of Alfa Romeo. And I'm like, Alfa Romeo is selling a GTV Spider on the European continent that was front wheel drive and it didn't make 200 horsepower. And they were like, this is the new, you know, version of the Duetto or the Spider. And I'm like, that car is absolute garbage. And here the Japanese went and made a rear wheel drive, small motor, high revving manual transmission sports car. I'm like, why doesn't Alfa just buy this platform and rebody it with Pininfarina and then sell it with their name on it with a Japanese motor and just put an Alfa valve cover thing on there and you've got a 240 horsepower, 9,000 RPM Italian sports car made in Japan. I'm like, they would have sold a million of those cars. They would have sold more than Honda did. And, you know, of course, they didn't call me and ask for my expert advice, but that's what I absolutely thought they should do. And I even thought, like, you know, you have those weird, like, lucid fantasies. It's like, just buy a red one and put Alfa four-leaf clovers on the side. Nobody would know, you know? Like, nobody would know, you know? It's like, oh, my God. It's more – to me, it was more Alfa than Alfa.
Yeah.
And I love your argument. This was a better Boxster than the Boxster. So I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, and, you know, I know we're going on and on and on. You see a lot of them in this color, but you never see them with that red and the black interior. And that's just
look out. Is that hot?
Super, really cool. Special. Okay, yeah. So all that said, 3,000 miles, even if this thing were purple polka dots with, you know, I mean, just whatever. This thing's going to go for big money. It has low miles. It's an S2000. It's an early one. Where the heck is this going to land?
So, JP, I literally did this last night before I sent you my notes. I was looking it up on BAT, which I rarely do, but I wanted to see what AP1s could possibly bring because we've seen AP2s bring big money. And even sales this year with sub 10,000-mile cars were barely breaking 40 grand. Now, I'd like to think that the market is stronger today than it was even 3 months ago. You and I have seen other cars that kind of quantify that notion.
Sure.
But it's hard to bet against the previous results in this moment. So I'm going to go 40 grand, but I agree with you. I think this car should be a $50,000 to $55,000 example. And I wouldn't be surprised if it does that. But right now there's nothing to support that. So I'm going to go 40 grand, but I'm hopeful that I'm wrong. I'd like to see them bring big money because AP1s deserve it. They're actually the better, they're the more raw driving experience with no gizmos, quicker steering ratio, shorter gear ratios. It is the more pure version. The AP2s are a watered down version for everyday driving, but the AP1 is the real sports car. I think this should be worth more money, and this is the one that should do it. But 40 grand's my bid to you.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think it is worth more. I'm going to go way the heck over. I'm not going to play it safe. I'm going to go 50,000
nice.
With the caveat that it's Cajones. Probably going to go well into the 50s. 3,000 miles.
There you go, man.
This is,
I agree.
This is the last, how
good
many
pictures, JP? You like these photos? Pretty decent.
Perfect ad for a perfect car. This is a very nice. Honest ad. You know, they took it at the right time of day. They're not trying to be cute. They're not overly artsy. This car, you know, it's just the only thing
it's
I would love to have seen is a driving video. A well-done driving video really would have brought the romance because this car is all about that. And, you know, I'm all about the romance. All right. Well, you know, let's go look at kind of the opposite of this car.
One more car.
Yeah, we've got one well, this isn't exactly a sports car, but you can have a lot of fun in one of these. How about this van? Oh, my gosh, a Eurovan. What is it, an 03 or something? I didn't even...
It is. It is a 2003 Volkswagen Eurovan MV, and that's all it is. So, right, this is not a Weekender. This is not a Westfalia. It's not an all-wheel drive. This is just the 2.8 liter VR6 front-wheel drive van with a four-speed automatic, black with gray interior, offered out of Pompano Beach, Florida, with 170,000 miles on the odometer. The only two things that I could see that's worth bringing up for this conversation, it does have a trailer hitch, and I'm not sure if this is common to all of them, but in this one, the rear seats will fold flat so that you can create a bed in the back of the van. I am probably just not as daring as everybody else as far as like van life. I don't know that I want a Westfalia, even though my wife really wants a Westfalia. But here's a really nice example of just the most watered down version of the Eurovan from 2003. So this is a no reserve auction, JP, and our car has under 2 hours to go. It's sitting at $5,500 on 17 bids. You and I are always very cautionary about cars offered out of Florida. This ad discloses that there are some issues with rust. Obviously, the normal wear and tear, but there's a few spots where there's rust, at least on the bodywork. I didn't really look underneath the car. So with that in mind, JP, you know, tell us why these aren't $15, $20, $25, $30,000 vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, I love this style. I mean, there's a lot to like on these things. This powertrain in this era are plagued with a lot of problems. This era of Volkswagen had a lot of electrical issues, and the transmissions aren't the most reliable. So I would really caution someone on the mechanical side of this car to really look into, see what kind of mechanical records are there. But I will say that, you know, from a functional point of view, if you just want something to go and do the weekend camper thing, this may be better than a weekender. The only difference between a weekender and this car is that the weekender has the pop top. All Vanagons, all Eurovans have that fold down rear seat that makes it into a bed. So it doesn't matter what version it is. So there you can see that. The thing that this one has and the later era had that's better than the earlier ones. Most of the Eurovans had a center, like a two person center seat that could be removed, which was kind of nice. But these are even better because they have the rear facing center seats, and then you've got this little fold up table. So that's right, really, really table. Cool. Yeah. And yeah. I'm not sure if, you know, some of them have those rear facing seats that you can remove, and then the front seats are captain's chairs and they swivel around. I don't think cool. that's what, yeah, that's something that you really want to look for. But from a functional point of view, in a lot of ways, I like something like this better than a Westie because you don't have all that weird plumbing from the kitchen and the propane lines and all that. You just don't need any of that junk. You know, all that stuff was, you know, do you really want camping gear and RV gear from the year 2000? I mean, that stuff's like 20 something years old. You're way better off to have something like this, build your little camp, you know, and who wants to cook inside the van with the roof? I mean, this is what you want to be outside cooking over the fire or have a portable stove on a table and stuff like that. You can go down and get yourself all kinds of really cool camping gear and kit this thing out and save yourself probably $10,000 on the price because these don't really bring nearly as much money. Now, for someone like you and your lovely wife, Esther, who have dogs that are not small, the pop top thing is definitely cool because you guys can climb up there and the dogs can take downstairs. You guys are going to be snug as bugs in a rug if all four of you are down in this thing. You know, so there you have it. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff you can do. Yeah, I'm more concerned about the mechanicals of this car than I am really the aesthetics of it because the great thing about this is you could take it out on the beach and get sand in it and just beat the living crap out of it. Who cares if your dogs just roach the interior because whatever, it's a camper van, it's functional. This was just built to be a family minivan, really. Where do we think it's going to land?
All right, JP, offered out of Pompano Beach, Florida with let's see, an hour and 40 minutes to go. Our Eurovan with 170,000 miles, Carfax shows that it's had two minor accidents in its history, and there's some rust in the fender wells and the windshield surrounds. So this is not a long-term investment, but this would be a fun car for a few years, especially if you could steal it or rip it at a value price, which I think is going to happen here. On 17 bids with an hour and 40 to go, it's at $5,500. I think this car will probably go to no reserve auction, so it's going to sell. I really want to believe this car is going to bring $10,000, but I might be smoking grass. I don't know. What do you think? Am I just way too high?
Is that your number?
$10,000.
No, yeah, that was going to be my number. I mean, it's cars and bids. If this were BAT, I would say for sure it would bring 10, maybe 11 or something like that. But since it's cars and bids and we don't see late stage rallies, I'm going to bid the under and say 9. But I think, you know, this could be a draw right here. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot of money for something that's really, really functional. So anyways, all right, Vacation Deeb.
I gotta go drink, man. It's been an hour.
Yeah, go drink some more pina coladas. What the heck? You should have an IV drip of those things. All right.
Is Lane watching the show? Lane, I have to travel tomorrow. You don't get tomorrow off, buddy. You got to be on the show. Come on, man.
Oh, man. He's traveling somewhere now, too.
Is he really? Oh,
make sure, again, guys, go to Bring a Trailer, go to Cars and Bids, and in the comment sections, let them, let the comments, let the other people looking at the five cars that we've looked at, the MFI Carrera, this Eurovan, the S2000, mention in the comments that you saw those cars on the Bid Nerds and spread the word, man. And then give us your bids on the five cars. And if you beat either one of us, we're going to get you a hat.
Swag.
And that's only on YouTube. We're not doing that on Facebook. So the comments that we're giving away the hats are only on YouTube. There are audio versions of this on podcast platforms as well. We will not be checking those for your bids. We're only looking for comments in the YouTube section. So check us out over the YouTube section. Make sure you hit the subscribe, like, and notification button so you know when the freshest nerds are available. Michael Deeb, it's been great sharing your vacation with you. Go have some more pina coladas. We will see you next week. We'll be back tomorrow with a guest host yet to be determined. Wait, it's going to be a big thing. There it is. Bid Nerds, your daily nerd on the most interesting cars today. Anything else you want to say, Michael Deeb?
Cool cars tomorrow. Three Porsches tomorrow and a Saab and a Subaru. Tomorrow will be a good show. Sorry to miss it, but hopefully somebody will step in and take my place. Be Deeb for a day. Nerd!
Get those nerds!